January 14th, 2014, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. It is written that many will be deceived. I tell you, this prophecy is already being fulfilled. I come here to mold and form the tradition of faith in hearts, and yet the very ones who should embrace this ministry oppose me. It is no different than in my day, when the ones I came to save rejected me. Today I come to point out once more that the compromise of truth does not change truth. Compromise opens the door to sin and fans the flames of disordered self-love. This is why nation opposes nation. This is why the battle between good and evil has gone unnoticed and is fueled by every form of compromise. Freedom is now synonymous with the right to sin. Sin is embraced by governments. It has become a priority to please self and man, and not to consider pleasing God, the Creator of all. For these reasons, this mission must continue. These messages must not succumb to erroneous opinions, no matter the source. I must be allowed the tenure of this lifeline to mankind's conscience. I invoke every effort towards propagation of heaven's intervention here to increase. I come as a shepherd, guiding his sheep. The following scripture is noted. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 9 through 15. The coming of the lawless one by the activity of Satan will be with all power, and with pretended signs and wonders, and with all wicked deception for those who are to perish, because they refused to love the truth, and so be saved. Therefore God sends upon them a strong delusion, to make them believe what is false, so that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word or mouth or by letter. Romans chapter 1, 24 through 32. Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.